Good morning. Today, we hear in the gospel about good fruit, about how you can tell you belong to God, and how you can tell the Word of God has taken root in you because you bear fruit. Huh? And he uses the example, and later on he explains it to you, but because it's hot, we shorten the gospel for you. Well, the church allows us to do that this day. But anyway, but he explains the parable. He talks about the Word of God is preached. Some people accept it at first, but the devil comes and takes it away. Some people, first of all, accept it with joy, but then anxieties come and quests for power and honor and money come and take it away. Some accept it and then some kind of trouble comes and then it takes it away. But some people receive the Word of God and then they persevere and then it bears much fruit. So we want to focus on what it needs to do to focus on or to bear fruit. The first thing we got to do is we need to persevere. Huh? Perseverance is the most important thing when it comes to following Jesus. Because, again, I can't tell you throughout the years how many times I've taught RCIA, how many times people come to the church and they want to be part of the church and they get real excited and they do that and they get baptized, confirmed, and you don't see them anymore. Or people come to confession and they go, oh yeah, that's what I'm going to do and I'm going to start doing, and they don't do it anymore. Because life gets hard, they have to work, they got to do this, they got to do that. Excuses, excuses, excuses. Jesus takes the back seat and they wonder why they don't have peace in their life. Because they haven't persevered. And then it's because sometimes people preach things that aren't of God. Some people preach things, as we've talked about before, that when you listen to the Word of God and receive the Word of God, the only thing you'll get is blessed by it. And you're going to have life is going to be peaceful and everything's going to be great and God's going to give you everything you want. And then when the reality hits you, that no, to follow God is hard. It's a cross. It's a denial of self, not to focus on self. It's going to hurt you to follow Christ. This last week in the gospel we heard, if you go to daily mass, because of the Word of God, it says, all people will hate you. Isn't that a nice thought? So will you follow Jesus when you know that everyone's going to hate you because of it? Huh? So you walk away. You know, too many people follow Jesus for what they can get from him instead of what they can do for him. And a big difference. So when we come to follow Jesus, we need to be people that make sure we persevere. And perseverance is we do what we do, whether we feel like it or whether we don't. Right? There are days I feel wonderful about doing what I do. There's days I don't. There's days I don't want to get out of bed. There's days I don't want to go say mass with you. There's days I won't want to sit there and go preach to people. There are those days. Just like there's days you don't want to come to church, is there? There are. But so what? You do it. It's just that simple. When it comes to following Christ, it has nothing to do with your feeling. It has to do with your commitment. And so you do what you do because God asks you to do it. And you persevere in it. No matter when the cross comes, no matter when people hate you, no matter when you feel like it, no matter what they say about you, you keep persevering. Because that shows the Word of God is rooted in you. And it's so rooted in your life that you can't do anything else. But then the way to find out whether the Word of God is rooted in you is by the fruit that it bears. Now, this is very important. People pay close attention. Fruit. Let's think of a tree. When a tree bears fruit, can the fruit do anything for the tree? No. The ways in a tree bears fruit, it can plant seeds, of course, but the reason a tree plants fruit is to feed us. The tree, all the fruit it gives is to give life to others. So when you can find out when you're a person who preaches and lives the Word of God is because you're bearing fruit that is life-giving to others. Again, too often today we hear the preaching that keeps one focused on self, one focused on one's own spirituality, one's focused on one's own holiness, one's focused on one of just being and following all the commandments and following all the rules and make sure I'm righteous and how would all those other people are not righteous? The fruit that God's asking us to bear is fruit that's more concerned about others than we are about ourselves. That shows whether you're in Christ or whether you're not in Christ, right? Because let's look at the center core of Christianity. What's the center core of Christianity? the cross, the crucifix. It's there that God reminds us again and again and again, it isn't about him, it's about us. That's true spirituality, the crucifix. You come and he gave his life for us. And so we're going to bear fruit. His death bared fruit. Billions of us are saved because of what he did, how he gave his life. That's the kind of fruit he's asking us. That we ourselves now must be thinking and must be doing and must be living, that I am living my life in such a way I am bearing fruit and giving life to other people. Huh? Again, any kind of spirituality that keeps you focused on self is a problem. You know, this past week we found out that one of the big speakers, everything that was said about him was true. Huh? His order came out and said it was true. And it's so sad. Because again, instead of humbling and saying, yes, I need to give my life away more, the person says, no, everybody's wrong. I'm right. I'm going to do it my way. It's not about you. It's not about me. Not once did he talk about what God wanted. Only what he was going to do. People of God. Christianity isn't about us. Isn't about following Christ the way we want to, a more conservative way, a more charismatic way, a more spiritual way. It isn't about what you like. It has nothing to do with it. You like to pray in Latin Mass? Great, go for it. You like to pray charismatically? Great, go for it. You like to speak in tongues? Great, go for it. But that's not what Christianity is about. Christianity is about you laying down your life so that other people may live. Me laying down my life so that other people may live. That's what Christianity is about. It's not about doing things my way. It just isn't. Huh? When I woke up this morning, of course, I go to the Word of God and I ask God to speak to me and give me something. And usually it's like, give me something I like today, God. And again, this morning, it was not something I liked. He took me back to John chapter 21, which is what I've used throughout my whole priesthood. In there is, you know, Peter, do you love me more than the rest of them? Yes, Lord. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. That's the good part, right? But then where I came to, and that wasn't what can hit me between the eyes. What hit me between the eyes is after he says, of course I love you, feed my sheep. Then he says, when you were young, you did what you wanted to do. But as you grow older, you will place out your hands and they will tie you and lead you where you would rather not go. And then it says, in this way, Jesus explained the way that Peter's death would glorify God. I hate that. God told me that I got to do it more his way. When I was younger, I did it my way. I still do. And he says, no, no, Larry. You're going to do things that you don't want to do. And you're going to do it for my glory. Huh? That's what it's about to follow Jesus. It's about sitting there looking at him and saying, Lord, I want to bear fruit that's going to produce and feed others. It isn't about feeding me. It isn't about doing it my way. It's not about my spirituality or this is the way I like to pray. It's about laying down my life for others. So, the best thing you can do is hopefully you have at least one person in your life that you can go to and look at them and say, so tell me about my fruit. Go ahead. I hope there's at least one person that you trust that'll tell you the truth and not tickle your ears. When you can look at them and say, tell me about my fruit. Is my fruit other-centered or is it self-centered? Fruit self-centered is never of God. It's not fruit, it's decay. Fruit that's other-centered begets life in others, gives life to others. It's always giving your life away to feed others, huh? And again, to do that's going to kill you. Again, years ago when I was complaining about how busy I was and how I was on the road all the time, this young priest looked at me and he just was looking right at me and he says, oh, Father, isn't it great that your tiredness brings refreshment to others? Yeah, it's great. My tiredness brings refreshment to others. But it's the truth. It's the truth. When I give my life away, when I'm less focused on self than others, then other people get life. But it's the truth in all of our lives. When we're less focused on self, when we lay down our life every day so that others may be fed, so that others may live, then we're listening to the gospel today. We're bearing fruit 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. And that's the point. So today, what's your fruit look like? Is it other-centered or is it self-centered? If it's other-centered, rejoice. It's going to kill you. If it's self-centered, you have a spirituality that kills you every day, but not to eternal life. It's time to repent and start giving your life away so that you can bear fruit that'll give life to others. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May it you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became a man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life in the world to come. Amen. Believing in this God who would rather die than live with all, any of us, let's now give to him these, our needs and our petitions.
Our response to the following intercessions will be, Lord, hear our prayer. That every believer be in the fertile soil for the growth of God's word, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That every land may rejoice in plenty, foreshadowing the harvest in heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. Father, great God of love and mercy, hear us as we come before you. Grant all our needs and petitions, for we beg you these things. Holy Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray together our community prayer, which is on the screen in front of you. If you can't see the screen, it's in the inside cover of your music books. God, our Father, we praise and thank you for bringing us together in St. Joseph Church, the Bread of Life community, to worship you in spirit and truth, and to love as Christ taught us. We seek your grace to come to know Jesus Christ in a personal way.